Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
The award-winning cafe is open daily from 7am until 4pm and for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5.
Delta has surprise dropped a Christmas album and it's amazing. Featuring classic carol songs like Little Drummer Boy, Rudolph, White Christmas and Silent Night and special guests such as Olivia Newton-John and Gurumel, Only Santa Knows is out now and check out the title track.
Only Santa Knows.
That, Gunners, Delta gets her own Christmas special. She posted, "It's happening, dreams do come true. Christmas with Delta premieres December 12th, 7:30 on Channel 9.
Now, if there's anyone who's really right to fill Glenn Fry's shoes in the Eagles, it's his son, Deacon. Fry Jr. has taken over from his late father in a performance on the Eagles' new live version of Peaceful, Easy Feeling, and it's uncanny how much he sounds like his dad.
'Cause I got a peaceful,
does he sound like his dad, but he can really sing too.
He is amazing. I love it. Something else I love, Johnny Depp's character Garrett Grindelwald on Fantastic Beasts has officially been recast. Danish actor Mads Mikkelsen will replace Johnny in the next instalment of the Fantastic Beasts franchise, which I am incredibly excited about.
Just wait, who's Mads Mikkelsen?
Oh my gosh, Gunners. Mads is amazing. You've seen the series Hannibal, right?
No.
Oh, he plays the most enigmatic Hannibal Lecter. Okay, what about the villain Le Chiffre in Bond's Casino Royale? You know, the cipher?
No.
What about Marvel's Doctor Strange?
I have seen that.
He's in that.
Right.
Okay. Well, you're missing out on the other stuff. Anyway, he's replacing Johnny Depp and he's amazing.
Now we've got that out of the way. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band are the musical guests on this weekend's Saturday Night Live, along with Dua Lipa. And hosting the show is Dune actor Timothy Chalamet.
And the controversy surrounding The Weeknd's astounding snub at this year's Grammys isn't dying down. He himself tweeted, "The Grammys remain corrupt. You owe me, my fans and the industry transparency," which is so true.
Absolutely.
His album After Hours is one of the biggest selling albums of the year and his single Blinding Light basically the song of the year with over 882 million streams. So why no Grammy nominations? The Weeknd also posted, "Collaboratively planning a performance for weeks to not being invited. In my opinion, zero nominations equals you're not invited." So he's basically saying they asked him to perform at the Grammys. Then when he didn't get nominations, he's figuring, oh, well, they don't want me to perform then because why would I? I've just been snubbed. Many celebrities have stood up in support of the outright snub. They're asking the Recording Academy for answers, including music royalty Elton John, who said, "In my humble opinion, Blinding Lights Song of the Year, Record of the Year, hashtag Grammy snub."
Yeah, please explain.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.